This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Isaiah Smalls is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. He is the newest member of the Dolphins beat. You can read all his work in the Miami Herald all season long or on the Herald app or herald.com. He was in Detroit for the game on Saturday. He joins us for the first time. Hello, Isaiah.
What's going on, y'all? Happy to be here.
Nice to meet you. We're going to learn a little bit about him too. I need to know everything that's going on with everybody. You wrote that seeing the Dolphins cornerback unit on Saturday, you saw some things. So what did you see? What do you think?
Them boys need help. quick blame period. I mean, look, like I think Storm Duck has enough there to man down one outside cornerback position, but I've been maintaining since the start of training camp that they need at least one more guy. And McDaniel said today that he's more interested in finding players that can actually play versus guys that just have that nameplate, right? The guys that, you know, have some sort of prestige to them. But I think at some point you might need a guy that has a nameplate because it's just, I don't know, man. It's over those two joint practices, those guys got cooked. And it didn't really matter who was out there. I know, you know, Channing, you were out there too. You saw it firsthand. Amon Ross St. Brown was.
He's Jerry Rice. He is Jerry Rice, I say. This man was killing him.
I mean, Amon Ross St. Brown's going to make a lot of cornerbacks look bad. No, I mean, it's not. Yeah.
Of course. But when you get to, and not to say that, you know, Jameson Williams is a huge drop off of talent, but Jameson Williams was doing it too. And to me, I think it got to a point where, you know, a guy like, I mean, I don't want to be specific, but there was one guy in particular who got cooked a lot on day one, and you didn't really see him
get Jack Jones.
And you just didn't see him get a lot of run on day two. And I specifically asked Mike on right before the second joint practice, like, you know, what has he seen from this cornerback unit? And he said, look, like, it's a great challenge to go up against a guy like Amon Ross St. Brown. And, you know, you learn a lot by placing these guys in adverse positions. But at some point, it crosses over into malpractice because, you know, cornerback is a lot of it is mental, right? And so if you're still stuck on that last play that happened 2-3 days ago, like, you're not going to be as good at, you know, what's in front of you. But I say all that to say, like, I just think that there's one guy that they just need because I understand that, you know, they're being very cautious with letting people into this locker room, right? It's a very fragile ecosystem at this point, right? And so you don't want to bring in the wrong guy and then all of a sudden it just, you know, everything hits the fan, right? But at the same time, I just there's a lot of guys that might not be on that level, but are on the level right below Amon-Ra that the Dolphins will face this year. I'm thinking of guys like Ladd McConkey. I'm thinking of a DK Metcalf. Like, there are guys that they will face this year who can tear them up. Like, I'm still, like, even though, you know, Stephon Diggs is still, you know, rehabbing that injury. I still think he could cook some of these guys in the secondary. So it's rough. It was very rough on Wednesday and Thursday for sure.
I got a quarterback question, but what do you mean a fragile locker room? Like, get talent and go play ball.
Yeah. That didn't work for them.
I mean, look, I know you guys have, I'm sure, talked ad nauseum about the Tua and Tyreek stuff, but I think in addition to that, like, I just think that they're very intentional with letting the young guys run, right? And so if you bring in a veteran that might be, and obviously, you know, Chan, you can speak more to this than I can, but to me, at least, if you bring in a guy that is very set in their ways, that has his own process for getting ready to be able to play on Sundays, right? That, and if that process doesn't necessarily jibe with the process that the locker room has, that the guys already in the locker room have, I think it might cause a little bit of friction. Maybe not, but that's just my take on it.
The other thing that we've been talking about was the running back situation. So I think everybody's in love with Ollie Gordon. Yeah. Other than Dee Eskridge, like, the biggest takeaway from Saturday was, man, Ollie Gordon's really good. Has Jalen Wright, in your opinion, has he lost the RB2 slot and has Ollie Gordon overtaken him, or is there still another preseason game? Is there still more of a process to be played out there?
I think that if he hasn't overtaken him yet, if Ollie hasn't overtaken him yet, it will happen this week. Look, with Devon, you know, nursing a calf injury, as we learned today from McDaniel, right? It's going to be the Jalen Wright show this week. You know, we have a joint practice. They have one practice tomorrow and then joint practice on Thursday against the Jaguars. Like, you know, it will be Jalen Wright's job to lose, essentially, right? And you can't ignore the tape. I've seen a lot more from Ollie Gordon in those two games than I have from Jalen Wright. And that's rather unfortunate because I know Jalen Wright kind of came in this year as, you know, wanted to be the guy, right? I know Mike McDaniel does RB1A and 1B, right? I think so. He wanted to be that RB1B to Devon Achane's 1A, but I just haven't seen it, you know? And plus, you think about the way that guys, you know, have kind of gravitated to Ollie Gordon. You know, someone on the communications staff told me that, yo, Ollie Gordon might be one of the most personable people on this team just because of how people gravitate to him. And that means something, right? So just from what I've seen on the field and what he is in the locker room, I mean, I got to be a fan of Ollie Gordon. I think if he hasn't overtaken Jalen Wright as the RB1B by, you know, today, it might happen by Sunday.
Speaking of jobs and, you know, challenges, is there any scenario where you could see Quinn Ewers being the backup quarterback over Zach Wilson?
I don't. Only because, look, I love what I saw from Quinn on Saturday, right? That first wrist flick for that touchdown of Theo Weiss Jr., that was more akin to what a lot of us on the beat had been seeing early in training camp from Quinn, just specifically that Theo and his connection, right? But I've always been the guy that gravitates to the cornerback, whatever position we're talking about. I'm always the guy that gravitates to the person who has more NFL snaps, right? Just at the end of the day, just because Zach Wilson has played at the level, he hasn't been great at a high level, but he's played, right? And I think they trust him to be able to be better within this system, right? Now, I think maybe if we get deeper into this, into the actual regular season, right? And if things are cooking and maybe, you know, God forbid there's an injury and, you know, now it's an actual quarterback battle, you might see something else, right? But until then, I think you got to go with Zach Wilson as QB2 just based off of the NFL experience that he has.
And what update can you give us on Darren Waller? Let me know if I'm wrong. Yeah. Tanner Connor, God bless him. Julian Hill's going to jump off sides 8 times a game anyway. Like, are we depending on Darren Waller to have a tight end threat? Because we saw what Jonnu Smith did, and, it, you know, we need that tight end threat. So yeah, can those other two guys play, and are we just waiting for Dan Waller to be there?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I think Tanner Connor had it. Tanner Connor, that was the game that he had on Saturday, was more of the Tanner Connor that we want to see, right? Because he hadn't necessarily been able to translate that into games, right? And so I love what I saw from Tanner Connor, but essentially you kind of are kind of waiting for Dan Waller to get back, because at the end of the day, he is the guy that has played NFL snaps at a very high level. He's been a Pro Bowler, back-to-back 1,000-yard seasons. And to me, I'm not looking for him to immediately replicate what Johnny did, right? Because if that's what happens, I think the Dolphins have a bigger issue if he comes in and replicates that. For me, I want him to get numbers that are closer to his final year, even with New York. I believe it was like 500-something yards, 3 touchdowns. Like, I just want him to be a threat from that tight end position, because – the guys that they have right now, they're not really threats. So what we got from McDaniel was pretty consistent from what we've got from him. Anytime we've asked him about Dan Waller, he's not really going to bring him back for joint practices, because he doesn't want his first taste of NFL action in over a year to be against players that, you know, don't really have his best interests in mind, right? So I think it would be smart to wait until this week's over. We see him at the beginning of next week. He starts to ramp up. He gets, you know, 2 weeks of NFL snaps, you know, in practice under his belt. And then we see him in game action. But until then, you got to praise McDaniel for taking the cautious approach. I know guys on the internet and a lot of the Dolphins fans see OBJ when they think of Darren Waller. And I'd be cautious about that, because, look, at the end of the day, you know, this is a guy who didn't want to play football last year. He says he wants to play football now. From what I've seen from his conversations with Teron Armstead, like, he's juiced to come back. He loves this offense. And so until something changes, right, I think you just gotta pray and hope for the best when it comes to Darren Waller.
We're running out of time, and I want to get to know Isaiah Smalls throughout the season. We'll talk Dolphins with you throughout the season, but he's a new voice for us when it comes to Dolphins football, new on the beat for the Miami Herald. So just, are you new to Miami?
No, I've been here for 6 years, actually.
All right.
I used to be the race and culture writer for the Herald for 4 years, I think. Yeah, 5 years. Yeah, four. And so.
All right. And you're enjoying the Dolphins beat?
Yes, doing the Dolphins beat full 10 toes down in it. So it's exciting. I'm very excited. I love football. Grew up an Eagles fan. I'm excited just to be here, man.
All right. Well, let me ask you a couple of questions that are specific to our show, just so we can get to know you a little bit. When you eat a hamburger, a big old cheeseburger, do you cut it in half?
Yeah. Yeah.
Of course. Wow. So that's a big mistake. So write down minus one, Jimmy.
You got to.
Isaiah's at minus.
It's too messy sometimes if you just go and look. I do both. I'm not partial to either one. But if it's served to me cut up, I'm not tripping off of it. I'm not
all tripping. Right. Preach. See if you can do better on this one. Do you ever refer to pizza as
Nah, no.
Oh, man, 0-2, Isaiah. This is rough, man. I have to stick with Burke and Omar at this point. Let's see if he can dig himself out of this. Are Girl Scout cookies overrated?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah,
there you go. That's my guy. That's my guy. There you go. All right, now we're cooking with grease, Crowder. Now we're getting somewhere. You ever go to Epcot Center at Disney?
Yeah, I've been there once.
Worst experience of your life?
I don't remember it. I was young. I was very young.
Yeah. Okay. So you don't go as an adult. You don't go.
No, I haven't gone as an adult yet.
Okay. No. Good for you.
Everybody
all right.
else. Right. Like everybody that gets kidnapped. They get kidnapped and taken. That's what happens.
He's making a comeback here at the end. He's a closer. Right. Isaiah's a closer.
There you go.
What's going on here? What else? Let me see. I don't know. Just who has more of a claim to cream soda? Jews or blacks?
There won't be a situation where I vote against black people. So
cream soda, you're gonna take cream soda?
My man.
There won't be a situation.
You're gonna take cream soda.
I'm gonna choose my people over. I'm not gonna choose my people.
Cream soda.
We've had cream soda for years.
I don't even know where this question comes from.
That's my point.
But I'm not gonna choose someone else. Come on,
Alex. Love a good cream soda.
Well, I guess this one goes without saying. What's the better TV show, Friends or Martin?
Martin. Come on now. Come on now.
I told Isaiah in the commercial break, we get a little weird sometimes. I
love it. I'm all for it.
All right, we got to go. We'll get to know you better next time. We ran up against it this time. Isaiah Smalls, you can read his work in the Miami Herald. Follow him on Twitter as well. And make sure you download the Herald app. Subscribe to the Herald as well for your Dolphins info all season. Thank you, Isaiah.
Appreciate you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.